Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Ayin. We left off on daf Samach Tesam Beis. We are at Amar Rava, two lines from the end of the page on daf Samach Tesam Beis. This year is once again sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, Lili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, Shalom. We thank him very much for the continued sponsorship of the daf Yomi Shir. What we're going to discuss today is the following. First, we're going to discuss wine that was near a zona. So probably people near a zona are not behaving so well. Do we have to be choshesh that the wine was impacted by a non-Jew in the area? Then the Gemara is going to discuss what if the zona was a Jew and the people, the clients were non-Jews, or vice versa. Then the Gemara is going to discuss 11 different episodes of where a guy had access to wine, and we had to paskin if the wine is mutter or not. When are we and when aren't we choshesh that he was menasech the yayin if he had access to that yayin? And that takes us through most of Amud Beis as well. 11 different stories, so it'll take a while to get through all of that. And then, before the Mishnah on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to have a machlokas between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan if we're concerned that an Amaretz might reach over a small barrier between his property and a Chaver's property and be metami the Taharos in the Chaver's property. Or do we assume a little barrier is enough of a marker that he wouldn't want to reach over that barrier? So the Gemara is going to have three rayas in that machlokas, and that will bring us all the way to the Mishnah. So let's begin again on Daf Samach Tesam Beis, two lines from the end of the page. Amar Rava, Zona Oved Chum Yisrael Mesubin Etzla. You have a Zona who is not Jewish, and is Jewish people, unfortunately, are her clients. So Chamra Shari, the wine is Mutter, meaning we assume that they're going to make sure that she doesn't touch the wine, she doesn't do anything to the wine, she's not going to be Menaseich the wine. But these people are obviously not very good Jews. No, the Hidit Hakaflu Yitzhar Davera, granted their Yitzhar Hara for this particular Avera for Znus may be very strong, but Yitzhar Diayinesech Lotakavluhu, we have no indication that they have any particularly strong Yitzhar Hara relating to Yayinesech. So whatever they can observe easily, they will observe, so they're not going to let the Zona do anything to the wine. But if it were the reverse, Zona Yisraelis Vavdichavim Mesubin, but if it were a Zona Yisraelis, a Jewish Zona and non-Jewish clients of the Zona, so chamra aser, then the wine is going to be aser behana'a. That's the pashas. Rashi says behana'a. There happens to be other rishonim that say it's only aser b'shtia, but it's mutter behana'a. It's only if you're mafkid the wine with a guy to watch it without a chosam that it's going to be aser behana'a. But Rashi says over here aser means aser behana'a. So my taima, why would it be aser behana'a? Why do we assume the zona Yisraelis is not going to protect the wine? Hol v'zila alayu b'shrayu greira. Because she's not viewed as a respectable person in the eyes of the clients, and therefore she's going to follow whatever they do. She's going to follow their behaviors rather than vice versa. And that's why we have to be concerned for such wine. So now the Gemara is going to start 11 different episodes where a guy had access to wine and a psak halacha in terms of whether we have to be choshesh for nisuch of that yayin. So story number one, who based it of Yosef Bechamer de Yisrael? There was a house that was where wine of that belonged to a Jew was kept. All over Chavim, a non-Jew went into the house, and he closed the doors. The Nachri was on the inside with the wine, door closed. The Gemara in Ksubas Dav Yud says that it's called a dasha. A door is called a dasha because it's derech sham. It's the way you get into a place is through the door, so it's called a dasha. The Marsha writes in Masech HaShabbos that there are a lot of words in Aramaic that are really just kitzer versions of a Hebrew phrase. So this would be one example where derech sham. Those are both Hebrew words, and yet in Aramaic, it's dasha. So anyway, the Nachri is in the house with the wine, door is closed. But there was a crack in the door where you can peek through. So and the other chavim was near all the wine. He was among all the barrels of wine. So Rava says, anything that you could see through the crack, Shari is going to be mutter, because he's going to be afraid to be menasech anything where he knows that you could just peek through the crack and see where he is. The haigisa Aser. But anything that's on one side or the other side where you're not going to be able to see directly is going to be Aser. Pashtus is we have the same halacha when it comes to Hilchus Yichud. We have a din in Hilchus Yichud that Pesach Pesuach L'Rosh HaSaradim. So where that people could come in or look in, and therefore it's not going to be a problem of Yichud. So what if it's not a door where people could walk in? It's a window that people could look in. So Pashtus is that only the areas where people can actually see when they look in is there not a problem of Yichud. But for a man and a woman to be in any other area where they're not going to be able to see directly, it will be a problem of Yichud. Yet Rav Moshe has a tshuva where he says, no, the whole general area is not going to be a problem of Yichud because you could basically get a sense of what's going on even if you only see part of the house. The Chora, this Gemara sounds not that way, right? That when it comes to Yayin, whatever you could see through the crack, that you don't have to worry about what's going on over there. But whatever you can't see through the crack, you do have to worry that the Nachri is going to be Menasech and feel confident that he's not going to get caught. Story number two. Ahu Chamer de Yisrael, there was wine belonging to a Jew. Dav Yasim Bebesa, Dav Adayir Yisrael Be'elyona, that was in a house where a Jew lived on the top floor of the house. And a non-Jew lived on the bottom floor of the house. And the wine was kept on the bottom floor, but the Jew was able to see it from the top floor. But then Shamu Kol Tigra, they heard some sort of tumult, some sort of fight going on. So Nafki, they left the house in a rush to see what was going on. Kadim also Ovid Chavim, and the Ovid Chavim came back into the house early. Achto L'dosha Bape, and he closed the door. Amar Rava Chamra Shari, the wine is still mutter. Why? Meimar Amar Keichid Kadim Asayana, Kadim Asayisol, the Yasim Belyon of Akachazili, because he thinks, I know that I came back early before the fight was over, but it could be that the Jew also did, and he's sitting in his apartment, and he's watching me, and he's seeing everything that I do. Kesem Mishnah in Hilchos Macholos Asuras Perkid Beis Halachav writes that it's Dafka when they left in a rush, because of the Bahala that they were leaving in, so sometimes one person passes by the other, and he doesn't even realize that he passed by the other person, so the guy thinks, maybe I wasn't paying attention, and the Jew walked right by me, and I didn't even notice, but if they left Shalom B'derech Bahala, then the Yayin is going to be Aser, because then we have to be Choshesh, that the guy was keeping track of exactly where the Jew was, and the Jew was nowhere to be found. Now, without this svara that the Gemara has, a Kadam Asa Yisrael V'Yasim Be'Elyona, that the guy is afraid that the Jew maybe came at any time, we can't be matir based on the fact that the guy might be afraid that the Jew might arrive at any time, because we're talking about where there are some sort of mechitzos around the wine, where you can't see it from the doorway. So the Jew can only see it from the aliyah, from the second story. So that's why we dafka have to say that he thinks the Jew might already be in the aliyah. Story number three. Yahush Biza Davi Yosef Echamer de Yisrael. There was a host that had Jewish wine that was kept with him. Ishtaka Chovid Chavim Davi Yasub Beidani, and he found an Ovid Chavim sitting among the barrels. Amar Rava Im Nitfas Alav Kaganav, that the guy is, if he's afraid that he's going to be caught as a ganav and he's going to be prosecuted for being a ganav, so he doesn't want to be accused of such things, then Shari, then the wine is going to be mutter v'ilo aser. But if the guy has no fear because he's not going to be Nitfas Kaganav, no one's going to accuse him of anything, then the wine is going to be aser, even by no, because then you could assume that the guy in fact touched the wine. Story number four. There was a bias where there was a wine owned by a Jew in the bias. And they found an Ovid Chavim that was standing among the jugs of wine. Rava says, if the guy has some sort of excuse to explain why he came into that bias and what he's doing there, then then the wine is going to be aser ba'ana, because he's not going to be afraid to go into the bayis in order to be menasech liyayin, because if you catch him in the bayis, he'll give you some excuse as to why he's there, and you're going to accept that excuse. But v'ilo, but if he'd say les lishtamute, he has no other reason to explain what on earth are you doing here other than being menasech liyayin, then chamra shari, then the wine is going to be mutter even b'shtia, because he's afraid to touch the wine. He doesn't want to be considered like a ganav. Now, it's a little bit interesting that the Gemara just changed the phrasing. Isle lishtamute, lesle lishtamute, l'chora means the same exact thing as nitfas alav kaganav or lo nitfas alav kaganav. Up until this point, we just used the term im nitfas alav kaganav, and now we just changed it in the middle. The impression that you get is that maybe these stories were all collected from different batei medrash, and they were put together, and they had slightly different lashonos in the different batei medrash, because otherwise difficult to understand if that in fact is what it means, which is what it sounds like, that isle lishtamute is exactly the same thing as lo nitfas alav kaganav, unless isle lishtamute is nitfas alav kaganav, why otherwise it would change the lashon. So the Gemara challenges, well, we have a brisa. If you have wine owned by a Jew that was in an inn at a time where there was a non-Jew there, nin al apundak, and the place was locked, and the guy was in siachid together with the yayin, o sha'amalo shamar, or the Jew told the guy, watch over the wine for me, usser, then it's usser, because you have to be choshesh. Since you told him to watch over the wine for you, he assumes that you're going somewhere far away, and he's not afraid you're going to enter at any time, and therefore he feels very confident that he has time to be menasech. So my love, afgav d'lesle l'shtamute, isn't that even in a case where he has no excuse to explain what he's doing there, and nevertheless it's still going to be usser because he thinks he's got time? So it's a kasha on Rav who says that if the guy is lesle l'shtamute, the yayin is going to be mutter. So that's the kasha. So the Ritva says, I don't really understand the kasha. Meaning, what's the Gemara asking from? If we're asking from the fact that the Brisa says that if you tell him shemar, it's usser. So yeah, maybe that's because you told him shemar, it's going to be usser, because that says if you told him, I'm going to be gone for a while. But if you didn't tell him shemar, then it's going to be mutter. And if the Gemara is asking from the part of the Brisa where we said that if it's ninal, it's usser, so we could say, yeah, if it's locked, it's usser, because he did something so unusual. Why would he lock the door? And it must be because he was trying to keep anyone out so that he could be menasich. But in the Maisa of Rava with a guy where it wasn't ninal, so what kind of kasha over here? Meaning the case that we're asking from in the Brisa is very clear. Ninal apundak, o shamar lo shamar. Those are the cases that are usher. That's not this. So the Ritva suggests that the Gemara is asking from the case of ninal. But since in the Brisa the guy was allowed to go in, and he just wasn't allowed to be Noel, so the Ni'ila of the Brisa is similar to the Kenisa in the Maisa of Rava, because in both of them the guy is doing something that he shouldn't have done, that he shouldn't have been allowed to do. So that's why it's considered a Stira. So the Gemara answers the Stira, lo, that we're not talking about a case where he's lesle l'shtamute, b'isle l'shtamute. We're talking about a case where the guy has some sort of excuse, he has some sort of reason to be nichnas, and that's why the wine becomes usher, because he feels confident that no one's going to accuse him of anything. Story number five. A Jew and a non-Jew were sitting and drinking wine. The Jew heard that there was a tefillah going on in shul. That's how the Rambam understands Macholas Asuras, that he heard or whatever, right? So he felt, there was a tefillah, so he wanted to go catch davening. Shulchan Aruch says, not that he heard the sounds of tefillah, Shulchan Aruch, when he quotes this in Yerodeus and Kuf Chavtes, is that he heard he heard them announcing, that it's time for Shachar, it's time for Mincha, whatever. So you hear them announcing a tefillah. Okay, either way, Kamva Azal, he went to the shul, Samarav, and therefore the Nachri was left alone with the wine. Samarav, Chamra Shari, the wine is mutter, Meimar Amar, Hashta Mitka Leila Chamre, Vahadar Asi, because the Nachri thinks he's going to come back at any moment. He's going to remember that he left wine here, and he's going to come back at any moment. The Hagos Maimonios in Machal Surah's Perkid Beis quotes a Rashba that even if he let him know that I'm going to daven, that I need to go pray now, the wine is still going to be mutter, because you could pray at home also. Meaning the Nachri knows that. You don't need to be in that place to pray. So at any time you can come back. So even though tefillos may take some time, we don't know that you're going to stay the whole time. But if you go to do something that you can't do here, you tell them, I'm going to take a bath. So there's a Beis HaMerchatz. There was no... So that you can't do that in a place that doesn't have indoor plumbing, right? So then he's going to have a lot of time with the wine. Then it's going to be usher. The Meiri writes that if you tell him that you're going to daven, it's going to be usher. Over here, you didn't tell him you're going to daven. It was just muchach mitoch masav that that's what he was doing. But again, the Rashba says, no, even if you tell him you're going to go daven, it's going to be mutter, because the Nachri doesn't know that you're going to stay there for the entire davening. Jews sometimes leave daven davening early, right? So he thinks he might leave davening early. Story number six. There was a Jew and a non-Jew that were sitting on a boat on Erev Shabbos. Shami sol kol shipuri de Beis Shimshi. And the Jew heard the shofros that indicate the Bein HaShemashos, meaning they indicate that Shabbos is going, is about to begin. Rashi points out in Masechta Shabbos, whenever it says Beis Shimshi in Shas, it really just means Bein HaShemashos. Bein HaShemashos happens every single day, but every single time in Shas that it says Beis Shimshi, it means Friday night going into Shabbos, because that's the one that matters, right? Meaning that's the one where people are a little nervous and that they have to stop doing their malacha and that things are getting a little tense, right? So that's the Beis Shimshi that we're talking about. Nafak va'azel, so the Jew left the boat and he left the guy alone with the wine. Amarava chamra shari, the wine is mutter, because meimer amar hashta mitkale lechamre v'hadarasi, because the non-Jew is thinking that as soon as the Jew realizes that he left the wine here, he's going to come and go grab the wine. Vimi shum shabbata, maybe you're going to tell me no, the guy knows that it's Shabbos and you're not allowed to go on a boat on Shabbos, and he knows you're not coming because you're not allowed to go on a boat on Shabbos. Why are you not allowed to go on a boat on Shabbos? Tosos Nerev and Daf Mem Gimel says that it's similar to going swimming with his gzeir shamiyasa chavish al shayatin, or the chashash is that you might drive the boat and it's being molech dal ramos in a carmelis. You're allowed to be in a boat on Shabbos. Most of their long boat trips were extended over a Shabbos, but this is the assumption that they weren't allowed to go in a boat on Shabbos. So says Gemara, if you think that the Nachri is going to feel confident that you're not coming back because you can't be in the boat, Harmeli Isur Giura, the Nachri will not feel so confident, because Isur Giura once told me, who is Isur Giura? So we know a little bit about him. Rashi writes in Maseches Bava Metzia that Rachel, the daughter of Shmuel, was held captive. That appears in the second paragraph of Maseches Ksubos. And she was Isur, this fellow Isur, married her while he was still a guy. And afterwards, he was Megayer. So their child was the Amora of Mari Bar Rachel, and he was called Rav Mari Bar Rachel because at the time of his conception his father was not Jewish, only his mother was Jewish, so he was called by his mother's name. So his Harasa Shlo B'Kedusha V'Leidaso B'Kedusha, at the time of his birth already his father was Jewish, so he was called Bar Rachel. But anyway, the father's name was Isser, so he was Isser Giura once he was Megayer, he was Isser the Ger. So Rav says, Yeah, Isur Giura once told me what the attitude is of Ovdei Kechavim as far as our own observance of Shabbos. Ki avinan bar meyusan, he said, you know, when I was a guy, aminan yudai lo mintri Shabbata, I would say, there's no way they actually keep all these rules. The Jews don't keep Shabbos. Di mintri Shabbata, if they really kept Shabbos, kamakisi kamishtakhi b'shuka, we would find abandoned wallets all over the streets, you know, as people are rushing home and they're not allowed to carry their wallets. We would see it all over the streets. So Veloyadana, but we didn't realize that no, there's a reason we don't find those wallets. This and Rabbi Yitzchak, Dam Rabbi Yitzchak, Motzi Kispa Shabbos, Melichos Pachos Pachos, Merba Amos. That if a person is carrying or finds a wallet on Shabbos, you're allowed to carry it less than Dalet Amos at a time. So it turns out that you're not in violation of Hutzaah. So, but you see from Mr. Gira that the Goyim don't they're choshesh that for any loss of money, the Jewish people are not gonna observe Shabbos. And they're not gonna. The guy's gonna come back on the boat if he realizes that his wine is here. Rabbi Reisman likes to tell the story that during the COVID summer, Camp Aguda was in some different campus in Pennsylvania because you weren't allowed to open up camp in New York. So there was the campus was split over a body of water. So to get from one end of campus to the other, they had to have a ferry taking them back and forth the whole time. So there was a Nachri that was riding the ferry all day, bringing people back and forth across the water on Shivasar Batamas. And the Nachri said to Rabbi Reisman, so one of the kids told me it's a fast day today. And he said, yeah. He said, do you really think these kids aren't eating? Like, I'm sure, you know, come on. They're not going a whole day without eating. I'm sure they're sneaking into the bathroom and, you know, sneaking a sandwich in the bathroom or something. So Reisman's like, to tell him that eating in the bathroom is a whole other thing, that they wouldn't even do if it's not a fast day, you know? Like, but he can't understand. There's no way that they're so dedicated that they're going to observe such a halacha. So, but hopefully we are. We are so dedicated to observing that. halacha. So a couple of things came up over here. The Gemara had mentioned that what happened what sent the guy off the boat in the first place is that he heard the kol shipuri of Shabbos. He heard the shofros blowing for Shabbos. The Rambam writes in the fifth parak of Hilchos Shabbos that bekol medinos va'ayoros, where there are Jewish people, they should be tokeya sheish tekios. You're supposed to blow six tekios, like we find in the Gemara that was the minhag to warn people to stop doing malacha and that it's time for Shabbos. So the Maaser Rokeach, he says, sounds like the Rambam is saying that you should do it everywhere. It's not just an Eretz Yisrael thing. Anywhere there's a Jewish community, even in Chutz La'aretz, it should be done. Shulchan Aruch writes in Aruch Chaim, Simon Reish Nun Vav, that when Klal Yisrael is b'yishuvan, they would be tokeya on Erev Shabbos sheish tekios. And the Rambam says that Nagu b'kilos kadoshos, that when it's close to Shabbos, within a half hour, an hour before Shabbos, that the shatz is machriz, that everyone should prepare for Shabbos. He announces that everyone should prepare for Shabbos, and that's to replace the tekios that they used to have. So the impression you get, and the Achronim point this out, is that why did we stop the tekios? Is that apparently we had to be worried about making tekios, because we had Eva, there was concern that of anti-Semitism, pachad agoyim, things like that. So the Kaf HaChaim says, so you have to assess the situation wherever and whenever you live. If you live in a place where you don't have to worry about pachad agoyim, sheish tekios is probably a good idea to do. Now, some of the Achronim suggest, no, that the sheish tekios was because there were people that were living, that were working in the fields, and the fields are outside the city. So to stop people from working in the fields, if you live in a city, a big city nowadays, no one's working in a field, so then you don't need sheish tekios, you just announce when Shabbos is going to be. Now, the other point over here is that why was it that Issur Geirah said that, you know, we would have assumed there would be a million wallets all over the street. The fact that there aren't any wallets is indicative of the fact that they're Mechal Shabbos. And the answer was, no, they take it pachos me'arba amos. So therefore, there is no Chil Shabbos. Rabbeinu Yeruchim writes that it's when taking pachos me'arba amos, it doesn't just mean that you carry it 2 amos and you stop, and then go another 2 amos and stop. It means you carry it 2 amos, you sit down, then you stand up, carry another. Stopping is not enough, says Rabbeinu Yeruchim. So Magen Avraham in Siman Reish Samach Vav says he doesn't understand this Rabbeinu Yeruchim. It's a beferish gemara in Shabbos. Ha'omed lofosh be'emta alicha. If you're in the middle of going to Al Ramos and you're omed lofosh. Omed means you stop. It doesn't mean you sit and that you're going to be putter. It's not considered ma'avir Al Ramos versus Rabbim. And you know who paskins that way, like that gemara? Rabbeinu Yeruchim paskins like that gemara. So how could it be that Rabbeinu Yeruchim says that the case with the wallet is only if they sit down? So the Magen Avraham suggests that the nidon in our sugya is that you're not omed lofosh, you're not stopping to rest, you're stopping just to not violate Shabbos. So he says, if you're stopping to rest, then that's just the natural way that you're walking, is where you stop to take a rest. So that in a chidami, that will prevent a violation of Dal Ramos Rosh Hashanah. But if you're only stopping to get around the halacha of Dal Ramos Rosh Hashanah, then it needs to be a stronger stop. Then you need to really sit down. So if Shlomo Kluger in a Sefer Shnos Chaim brings a riot from the Magen Avraham, that the same may be true for Sharisurim Shabbat Torah, where there's a tziruf, and if you're mafsik, it prevents the tziruf from happening. Most notably, isuri achila, right? If a person's eating something that's aser, so if you eat pachas mikzayis b'chdei achilas pras, right, and within the amount of time that it takes to eat a k'dei achilas pras, we just discussed recently, you eat less than a kizayis, so the tziruf of the achila doesn't go. So that only helps if you happen to eat very little at a time. But if you're dafka eating so that you're not in violation of the chiyuv of the isra achila, so then it's not going to work. Then the tziruf is going to happen anyway. So some of the achronim suggest that lechora on Yom Kippur, what people do to avoid violating the d'oraisa of eating on Yom Kippur doesn't work, right? What do people do? They take a little shot glass every 10 minutes, 8 minutes, whatever your rabbi says, right? 6 minutes, you know, whatever the numbers are. They take a little cracker or something like that. And the point is that there will be Pachsmi Kosevas Hagasa, which is the Shir of Yom Kippur, Bichtei Achilas Pras. But according to this Magen Avraham, that if you're doing it Dafka to break up the Shir, then it doesn't work. So Shlomo Zalman disagrees. Shlomo Zalman says, that may be true. Magen Avraham, it may be correct that when you're doing something to break up a Shir, that doesn't work. But by Yom Kippur, there's a set, the Isra of Achila in Yom Kippur is not an Isra Achila, and it's not about a Shir Achila. It's Yisuvei Daita. meaning the shear is kosevus agas, and we assume that if you eat less than a kosevus agas within a kedei achilas pras, then you're not going to have a yisuvei daita. A person's not going to feel satiated, and if at the end of the day you don't, that's what it's about. You may have done a maisa achila, but if you don't feel satiated from that, you don't feel satisfied from that maisa achila, then you're not in violation of Yom Kippur. So that's why the minhag of poskim always was to instruct people to have pachas mikashir, if otherwise it would be dangerous for them to fast. When it's dangerous for a person to fast, it's almost always enough to have pachas mikashir, as long as a person does it consistently, right? Meaning, if a person, usually doctors will say not that a person needs food. Usually, they need to be hydrated. Whatever the issue is, most medical conditions need hydration more so than food over Yom Kippur. You can get plenty of hydration with pachas mikashir. It's annoying because you're in Yom Kippur davening. You don't want to walk out every 8 minutes to have a shot glass of Gatorade, so it's annoying. But it usually provides plenty of hydration. Anyway, so that's the minute that post can have. Okay, so story number 7. Hahu Arya, there was a lion, Davanoim b'matzarta, that was roaring in the wine press. Shama Ovid Chavim. So Ovid Chavim heard the lion roaring. Tasha Beni Dani. So when there's a lion, you hide. So he hid among the barrels. Amar Rava Chamra Shari. Rava said the wine is mutter even b'shtia. Right? Maybe while he was hiding in the barrels, knowing there's a lion there, he found religion and he started being Menasei Chayin. You know, because he was nervous. No, the wine is mutter. Meimar Amar Kiyechid Shina Na It Shenami Yisrael Lachorei V'Kachazili. Because he figures, just like I'm hiding, there might be a Jew hiding behind me who's watching me. Story number 8. Ahu Ganvi Desalti L'Pumbedisa. There were Ganavim that went to Pumbedisa. Upaschu Chavyasa Tuva. And they opened up a whole bunch of barrels. Beis Yosef writes in Yaradeya that that Ganavim would hide money in wine barrels. And in order to hide it well, they would keep those barrels among other barrels of wine that actually had wine in them. So the Ganavim, who are familiar with this trick, would open up as many wine barrels as they can, looking for the one with the money, because they knew that that's what they do. They knew the minhag of Ganavim. So they opened up a whole bunch of wine barrels. Amarava Chamra Shari. So Rava said, the wine is mutter. My taima, Ruba Ganvi Yisrael Ninu, because all the Ganavim in Pumbedisa happened to have been Jewish Ganavim. So that's Dafkin Pumbedisa, because all the Ganavim happened to be Jewish. Tosus points out himself Babasha. The Rush writes, in any place where the Jewish people have sort of their own Jewish community, where you don't have ganavim from outside, so that also would have the same din. Tosfos points out, why do we need this reason? Why don't we just say that it's mutter? Because if they open up so many barrels, it's mochiach that they came from money, that they didn't come to be menasech yayin. So even if it's goyim, we shouldn't be concerned they're menasech yayin. So Tosfos writes, it's because when it says that they opened tuva, it's lav dafka they opened tuva, that they opened so many barrels. It could be that they opened a few barrels. So it's not muchach mitoch ma'aseihem that they were just looking for money. So that's why we need to say, okay, they're Jewish ganavim, and that's why it's mutter. Havuvda bin Ardai, a similar thing happened in Ardai, where ganavim came and opened up a bunch of barrels of wine. Rama Shmuel Chamra Shari, and Shmuel said the wine is mutter. Well, keman, who's Shmuel passing like when he was mutter the wine? Meaning in Pumbedisa, it's one thing. All the ganavim are Jewish people. Why is Shmuel passing in Ardai that the wine is mutter? So, Rabbi Lazar, Damar Safik Bia Tahar. Maybe he's possibly like Rabbi Lazar, that if there's a Safik, whether you went into a place where there is Tumma there, then even though it's in Rosh Hashanah, and normally Safik Tumma Rosh Hashanah is Tameh, if it's a Safik Bia, it's Safik whether you went there at all, then it's going to be Tahar. So too in our Sugya, where we don't know if the guy was Nichnas there at all or not, so Misafik, the Yayin is Mutter. So, Ditnan, because we learn in the Mishnah, Masech Taros, Hanik. A person goes into an area where there are a bunch of fields during the winter time, where they're waiting for the rain and the field is planted, and therefore people don't trample on such fields, so it's considered Rosh Hashayachid v'tumah b'sad deplonis. And in one of the fields in that bika, there is tumah. And the guy says, the guy who went into that area says, I went into that bika, I went into that area, but I don't know if I went into the field that you're now telling me that there's tumah in there. So im lo nechnasti or not, if I didn't go in there, so Reblozer's matar in the chabmar matami. Reblozer omer suffik bia. Reblozer says if there's a suffik whether he entered into a place of tumah tahar, then we assume tahar. But suffik maga, if it's a if we know that he went into the place where there is tumah, we just don't know if he touched the tumah. That's where we say suffik tumah rishus yachid tamei. And so to an arsugi, it's a suffik bia because we're not sure whether the ganavim came into the bias or did not come into the bias, and therefore it's going to be mutter. So the way Rashi learns the sugi that according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's tar even when it's a suffik bia, it's tar even with only a single suffik. That the sada that has the tumah is filled with tumah. Meaning it's not like if he went into that field, oh, maybe he stepped over the kever, maybe he didn't. No, the field is entirely tameh. Had he gone there, we would know for sure that he's tameh. So even with a single suffik, we would assume suffik bia is enough to be metaher. And Tos explains that the reason of lozim metaher even on a single suffik is because we learn tumah from sota, and just like by sota, she's vaday nistra. It's only a suffik whether she was nitma. So too by tumah, in order to be metame, you have to have a vaday nichnas. You have to have a vaday that you were in the situation. Just the suffik, what happened once you were in that situation. However, other Rishonim disagree with Rashi and they say, no, Reb Lezer says Tahar because it's a Svek Sveka. Now, normally when we say something to Mershul Siachel is Tamei, it's Afilu B'Svek Sveka and Svek Sveka, right? All the Svekas in the world, any Svek Kolshu of Tuma Mershul Siachel is Tamei, but not when there's a Svek Bia as one of the Svekos. So the general rule that you have in Isra V'Hetzer that Svek Sveka is Mutter does apply in some measure to Tumentar, according to the Shpam and Rabbeinu Tam, is that if it's a Svek Sveka where one of the Svekos is a Suffolk Bia. But a Suffolk Bia alone would not be enough to be Mekil, according to the Rashbam and Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, so the Gemara says, oh, maybe that's what that's what Shmuel was paskening like when in Nahardah he said that the wine is going to be mutter because it's a Suffolk whether they entered there in the first place and therefore we could be Mekil. So says Gemara, lo, Shmuel is not necessarily paskening like Rabbi Eliezer. It would be a problem if he were. It's a machlokas Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. Rabbi Eliezer Shamutehu, we generally don't paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. So Shaini Hasam, Kivin Deika de Paskri Lushum Mamona, Havale Svek Sveka. No, in the case of the Ganavim that went into the house, since there are Ganavim that open up barrels not for wine, they're opening up barrels because they're looking for money. And if they don't see money in there, they'll go on to the next barrel. So therefore, it's a Svek Sveka. Maybe the Ganav is not really a non-Jew, maybe it's a Jewish person. And even if the Ganav is a non-Jewish person, maybe he's just looking for money. So it's a Svek Sveka. And that, in such a case, everyone's going to agree that it's mutter. Story number 9. Hayu Ravisa, there was a young girl, a non-Jewish girl, that was found among the barrels of wine. And she had some foam from the top of a wine barrel in her hand. So she cleared off that foam from somewhere. So the question is, did she see it sitting on top of a barrel and just cleaned it off the top of the barrel, but she never touched what was inside of the barrel? Or do we assume she opened one of the barrels and skimmed off the foam from the top of what's inside the barrel and therefore ruined it? So Amrava Chamra Shari, the wine is mutter. Emer migabed de chavisa shakate. We assume she took it from the top of the barrel. Vafgav de lekasu. Even though you're looking around, it doesn't look like there's any foam on top of any of the other barrels. Emer sremu yisramila. You have to assume that, yeah, she saw the one barrel that had foam on it and she cleaned it off. And that's why you don't see any more foam on top of the barrels. Story number 10. Hupul Musa. There was a certain officer, de Salik Lenarda, that went to Narda with his soldiers. Paskul chavyasa tuva. And they opened up a whole bunch of barrels. Kiyasu Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Amr Uvda Havakame de Rabbi Elazar, he said there was such a similar story that happened with Rabbi Elazar in Eretz Yisrael, Vishara, and he was Matir the wine, Velo Yadana, but we didn't know Imishum de Savar Kerabi Eliezer. Is it because he holds like Rabbi Eliezer that we quoted earlier, Damar Savik Bia Tahar, that if you're not sure if the person even entered the area, it's Tahar, or maybe no, Imishum de Savar Rubadazi Badipul Musa, Yisrael Ninu. Or is it because most of the people of the soldiers that were in the Maisa that happened were Jewish people, and therefore it's midin rov? It's not because of Suffolk Bia. So hi Suffolk Bia, Suffolk Magahu. The Gemara asks on the tzad that it's based on Suffolk Bia. He says this isn't Suffolk Bia. The soldiers were there, so the only Suffolk is did they touch it or not? That's not a Suffolk Bia. So says Gemara, kivin de mefat chituva ema daita demonu pas pasku kisav be a dummy. That since they opened up so many barrels, it's possible, it's very likely that the reason they opened up so many barrels is because they were looking for money, like Ganavim do, and therefore it's considered like a suffik bia where Rabbi Eliezer is going to be matir. Rashi explains that just like when troops come into a city at a time of milchama, the next mishnah is going to tell us that the open barrels and the closed barrels are all going to be mutter because they're tarud bil milchama, so they don't have the time and the mindset to be menasech. So too a ganav who's tarud b'gnevaso doesn't have the mindset and the time to be menasech. So since they opened up a whole bunch of barrels, it's muchach that they did it for money, and even though they were definitely goyim, but it's considered like a suffik bia because it could be that they didn't come at all with the intention of being nogea, the yayin, of touching the wine at all. Okay, so that's how Rashi understands. Tos has a totally different understanding named Rabbeinu Tam. Story number 11, final story. Humusuvisa. There was a woman selling wine in the store. The Masula Iklida Lavedes Kochavim. She gave her key to watch to an Ovedes Kochavim. So the Ovedes Kochavim had the key to the wine store. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Uvdava Be Medrasha. There was such a story that came up in the Beis Medrash where they asked such a Shaila. And they said that the wine is mutter because Lo Masrula Ella Shmiris Mavtech Bilvad. She trusted her not with the watching of the store, but with the watching of the key. And therefore, you don't have to be choshesh that the Nachris who was watching the key entered into the store. Amar Abaye Afananami Tanina. Abaye says, yeah, we have a similar Mishnah where it talks about in the world of Tum and Tahara that a Moser Mavtech Lamaretz of a Chaver gives the keys over to Lamaretz, Taros of Taros. All the Taros remain Taros. Because he only entrusted him with the key. Hashtag Taros of Taros. Yayin Nesek Mibai. So if we're going to be Mekel on Taros, for sure we're going to be Mekel on Yayin Nesek. Taros are so much more Chamor. So says Gemar, yeah? Lememra de Taros Halimi mi Yayin Nesek? Are Taros so much more Chamor than Yayin Nesek? They say it's like a Kavachomer? That if we're Mekel on Taros, we're for sure going to be Mekel on Yayin Nesek? Says Gemar, and yeah, the Chashash by Taros is a greater Chashash than it is by Yayin Nesek. Shlomo Kluger explains that Taros is a din minat Torah. The stam yena, when you don't know that it's been that the guy was menasechit, is a din midrabanan. So Taros is more chamer to itmar, and we could demonstrate that because chatzar, if you have a chatzar that belongs to both a chaver and amaretz, shechilka b'mesipas, that has like this small barrier to separate the two, the side of the chatzar belongs to the chaver and the side that belongs to the amaretz. But it's an easily it's a barrier that's easy to reach over. So amar rav Taros of Tameos. Rav says you have to assume the Amaretz reached over and touched your peros on the other side. But if you had Yayin there and Yovi Chavim lived on the other side of that barrier, you wouldn't have to worry about Yayin Nesach. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Af Taros of Taros. And Rabbi Yochanan says you don't have to worry about Taros either. But from Rav, you see that the very case where he passed in Taros of Tameos, he said Yayin's going to be Mutter. So you see, Taros are more Chamur than Yayin. So Meisvei, the Gemara challenges, we have three Rayas. Meisvei, because we have this Machlok, it's Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Hapnim shel chavra chitzon shel amaretz. If the inner chatzar belongs to a chavra and the outer one belongs to an amaretz, also chavra shel teach sham peros uminiach sham kelim. The chavra can leave his peros and his kelim there, and they're going to be tar. Vealth b'shiyad shel amaretz megash l'sham. Even though the amaretz could reach there, so kasha l'rav isn't it a kasha on Rav who says that the amaretz is chasha that he's going to reach over and be metami the taros. Some like Rav shayni yasum shenitvas lov kaganav. No, in the case of a chatzar hapnim and a chatzar chitzon, what he's sticking your hand into the chatzer, you're going to be caught as a ganav, so he's not going to want to be accused of being a ganav. But with the mesipas, with this little barrier, sometimes he'll just drop something and he'll have to go pick it up. So no one's going to think he's a ganav if he reaches over that barrier for a half a second. So Tashma says, Mar will bring another raya to the shita of Rav. That it says in the Brisa, "Mshumim Gamliel Omer Shel Chaver Lemalu Migagu Shel Chaver Lemalu Migagu Shel Amaretz." If a Chaver's roof is higher up than an Amaretz's roof, also Chaver Shterach Shom Peros Umenach Shom Kelim, the Chaver can leave his Peros and his Kelim out on his roof, and without any worry that the Amaretz is mitami them. Umvachlo Te Yado Shel Amaretz Magasl Shom, provided that the Amaretz can't reach there. So Kashal Rabbi Yochanan, it's Kashal Rabbi Yochanan who said that even with the Mesipas, you don't have to worry that the Amaretz touched it. But over here we're saying, no, no, it's only if he can't reach that it's going to be okay. So says Mar Melech Rabbi Yochanan, Shaini Yosam, Tisle Lishtamute, Meimar Amar, Imitsuri Kamematzra, that in that case, it's only if he can't reach, because if he is found reaching in a place that he can reach, he has an excuse to explain what he's doing. Ah, I'm measuring for construction that I'm trying to do over here, but in the Chatzah with the Masipas, he has no excuse. Tashima, Raya number three, final Raya, Abraisa. Gagushal Chavar Bitzad Gagushal Amaretz. You have a Gag that belongs to a Chavar right next to the Gag of an Amaretz. Also Chavar Shetech Sham Perus and Menech Sham Kalim. The Chavar could keep his Perus and his Kalim. Viafal Pi Sheyadushal Amaretz Magas Lasham, even though the Amaretz could reach there. So Kashal Rav. Rav said that if you have a Mesipas, the Taharos are Tameos, he's going to reach over. Whereas the Brisa says that if the Amaretz is able to reach there, then you don't have anything, that even if if the Amaretz is able to reach, you still don't have to worry. So he says, yeah, I know that price is against me, but Rav Shimon Gamliel says like me, so it's a machlokas tanaim, and that's fine. I'm fully entitled to paskin like the sheet of Rav Shimon Gamliel, so my sheet goes exactly like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Okay, but tomorrow we'll pick up with the Mishnah on the bottom of the page. Have a great day, everyone.